Because the story Joel McIver is telling is unknown to me, except in its larger sense of youth posing a threat to power, I approach it fresh. And so reads almost like a mystery. How will power mess with them is part of what I'm thinking. Because that power messed with them, I have no doubt. But another part of what engages me is its underlying and running theme of voice, of how difficult it is to find it, one's own authentic voice, given such massive state repression. Because that busyness starts early. We got to talk more about that. That never rises to the level of discussion because it's never acknowledged. We send our children to schools where orders are barked at them all day, and then reward them according to the degree to which they learn to follow them unquestioningly, which to do means silencing authenticity, their authentic voices. And of course, the silencing begins before then, at the nipple or in the crib. So claiming voice in a world where power seeks to name us, that's resistance. That's being disobedient. But then what more is needed is the question that I ponder when I read George Eliot's quote and Joel's book, extended to conceive power globally. Why is disobedience alone not enough to expose, confront, and engage successfully with global power? For if it was, then rage against the machine, surely, and all the ones with equal determination, if not more, all those large spirits who refused to settle, who refused obedience as their course in life, like Bob Marley and Paul Robeson before him. Also musicians who set out with intention to change the world, going head to head with power, would have done it, would have seen the ins and outs of power and lit that necessary global resistance. So why wasn't it? Why wasn't it enough? In a show over a year ago, we said, while thinking through that poem by George Eliot, that our choice can't be disobedience until our obedience comes to our awareness, and that that means that the state becomes a question. But Joel's book is helping me see that that conclusion, that the state itself becomes a question when we see that we are being forced to be obedient, that that conclusion is not self-evident. That the state becomes a question, that there is much confusion about what is the state because of all those buffers between the people and power. And that this is precisely the borderland where dissent gets waylaid, gets intercepted, in this borderland of confusion.